The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
One of the things that we have in the month of Rajab is a dua after the prayers we're told to read. Let's go over that dua a little bit and try to remind ourselves of the meanings contained within this supplication, that we're told to remind ourselves of it and supplicate to Allah. We address Allah, يَا مَنْ أَرْجُوهُ لِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ. Then, وَآمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَرٍ. This is very beautiful. وَآمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَرٍ. Any shar that I see, I آمَنُ. آمَنُ means I feel secure, I am secure. وَآمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ. سَخَط is wrath. آمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَرٍ. Whenever there's shar, I آمَنُوا. I feel secure, I am secure of his wrath. In other words, any shar that comes my way, anything that is hard, difficult, seems like shar, from my perspective it's all shar, آمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ. What is this shar? آمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شَر. This means that when there is shar that's happening, this is not God being angry at me, and it's masruf عني. It's turned away from me because of the dua, which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then we need to think of the meaning of shar. What is the meaning of shar? What is shar? What is it that we're trying to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him to turn away from us? What is that? The Ahlul Bayt didn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn hardship away from them and not to allow any hardship to come their way. They didn't ask for that, they ask for shar to be turned away from them. We take hardships, difficulty as being shar. Perhaps when we ask, وَصْرِفْ عَنِّي بِمَسْأَلَةِ يَاكْ جَمِيعَ شَرِّ الدُّنْيَا وَشَرِّ الْآخِرَةِ, what we're thinking of are these things. You know, I don't want to get in a car crash. I don't want to get COVID. I don't want to get this. I don't want to have cancer. I don't want to be paralyzed. I don't want this problem. I don't want that problem. I don't want to lose my job. I want to... All these things, these negative things that we consider and we see as negative, we consider these things as shar. Well, if these things were kept away from the Ahlul Bayt, well, clearly that's not the case. The Ahlul Bayt, Fadak was taken away from Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. Amir al-Mu'mineen had troubles and difficulties in all the ways that you know. Imam al-Mujtaba, Imam al-Husayn, Imam Zain al-Abidin, every single one of them. All these hardships, difficulties, whether it's illness, whether it's mistreatment, it's all these things came their way. But it seems like none of those are shar, because otherwise, that's the thing. So what is shar? Shar is what's against the person's makeup as a believer. What is going to harm the believer that wants to be a believer. For a believer, for someone who identifies and understands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. They understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything and everyone. They understand, Inna lillah, we all belong to him, wa inna ilayhi raji'un. they understand, as we read in those verses, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. What they see as believers is that what's bad and what's wrong is God's wrath. What is bad and what they're trying to avoid and what is horrible for them is divine wrath, God being angry at them. They're asking for that not to happen. They don't care if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy on them, on a believer, on the imams of the believers, a'immatul iman, a'immatul huda, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, gives illness, gives hardship, then that's not a bad thing. That's why yu'aman wa sakhatahu 'inda kulli shar. The shar that happens, that is wrath for others, aman wa sakhatahu, I feel secure from that, of that. It's not divine wrath, it's not towards me. I'm a mu'min. I'm addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have this hope towards Him. As a mu'min, as long as we are mu'mineen, as long as we are mu'mineen, then the shurur that happened, which is God's wrath towards any person, any people, that amanu sakhata, that shar is occurring, that shar that's occurring towards others and it's not towards me, and I see it, amanu sakhata. Let me give some examples. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayh, the mawlud of this month, he was in conditions where some of the people surrounding him did very wrong things. And divine shar, they were gathering from themselves. God's wrath was on them. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayh, is observing that. But he feels amn. He knows this is not for me. Other examples, Quranic examples, Musa and Fir'aun, Musa takes his people through the sea, Amn, and Fir'aun and his company and his people and those who followed him, divine wrath. A mu'min's life is taken, a kafir's life is taken. For the mu'min, when the life is taken, even in hardship, even with difficulty, even with illness, it's not divine wrath, it's divine mercy. The kafir's life is taken. We have mu'mineen that drown in water. Isn't it such? Isn't it the case? We have good mu'mineen that got drowned in water. Fir'aun got drowned in water too. But for Fir'aun, it was wrath. For the believer, it's mercy. This is very important for us to understand. As mu'mineen, if we want to ascend higher, understand the meanings of these du'as. They're teaching us, hardship isn't shar. For a mu'min, hardship is a blessing from Allah. Amanu sakhatahu 'inda kulli shar. Even when others, the same illness, the COVID that has come, the kuffar, that, not the non-Muslims, I've repeatedly mentioned this, what we mean by kuffar is not anyone who is not Muslim. We're talking about the bad people, horrible or bad to the core. This is what kufr is. The kuffar who get the virus and they die, it's shar for them. For a mu'min, it's khair. The same COVID virus. They both go to the hospital. They both go through hardships. For the mu'min, it's khair. For the mushrik, for the kafir, it's shar. A war is happening between mu'mineen and kuffar. Daesh is fighting. Fatimiyun, Zainabiyun, Hezbollah, the Sepah, all these different groups are also fighting. People on this side get killed. People on the other side get killed. In fact, the mu'mineen are tortured to death over there. And the kuffar are shot dead or an explosion. Both sides die. For the mu'min, It's rahmah. It's not divine wrath for the kuffar. It is divine wrath. Not that we're making this stuff up. Look, we get this material, this information from the Quran, from the words of the Ahlul Bayt. It's important. Why does Ibrahim not care if he's thrown in that fire, if he burns? Because he knows if he burns, it's not divine wrath. آمَنُوا سَخَطَهُ عِنَّ كُلِّ شَرْ. This is what that means.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.